the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. As you all know, we celebrate tonight the Feast of Circumcision of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in fact, circumcision was an old commandments which God gave to our father Abraham. And since God gave these commandments to our father Abraham, each newly born baby, male baby, has to be circumcised on the eighth day. And this circumcision, by circumcision, he is to be belong to the people of God. Without circumcision, he is not belonging to the people of God. And that is why they used not to call or not to give any baby his name, except in the eighth day. They do not give him his name except in the eighth day, which means that before circumcision, he is without any value. He is anonymous, yani anonymous, without name. And as you all remember, who was called, was mentioned in the Bible that he was called by his name on the eighth day? It is well known for all of you. His father was mute, and on the eighth day, they wanted to give the name of the baby, and they asked his mother, and she said,
John.
Yes, it is John the Baptist. John the Baptist was not given his name except at the eighth day. And also our Lord Jesus Christ, in the eighth day, he was known as Jesus. And this name was given from God, from the heaven. The angel who came and preaches Our Lady Saint Mary, he said to her, you will call him Jesus. Jesus, in the pronunciation of the Jews, mean Yasu, or Yashu, Yah. And they pronounce it from the throat, Yah, Yashu. Yah means Josh, means Jehovah. We call it in Arabic Yahweh, means God. God save, or God the Savior. So our Lord Jesus Christ was given his name before his birth, from the day that Our Lady Saint Mary received the annunciation from the Archangel Gabriel that the newly born, or the boy which will be born, or who is will be born from here, will be called Jesus, or Yesu, or Yeshu. Yeshua means God will save his people, because he will save his people. So, the first point of this is that they used to circumcise the newly born baby on the eighth day. This is one point. And the other point, what is the meaning of this circumcision? As I said to you, the meaning of this circumcision, the first point of this circumcision, is that it is a sign in the flesh that this person belongs to the people of God, to the people of Israel. This is one point. But there is another important point. which the Jews couldn't detect or couldn't understand. There was a spiritual meaning of this circumcision. And the meaning is that there is a piece which is cut. And this piece which is cut is thrown away. And it is a symbol. It's a symbol of cutting the evil from the heart and the extraction of the old man. The old man is to be extracted. It was very rich spiritual meaning. It was very important spiritual meaning, but they couldn't detect. They made it literally. They made it as Moses told them in the book of Torah. In the book of Torah, the five books of Moses, he commanded them to do this. But they couldn't detect the spiritual meaning behind, the spiritual meaning which God wanted them to know and to live and to accept and to respect. That is cutting of evil, extraction of the old man, and to be a new man with a life which is pure, a life which is sanctified by God. That's why ممكن ناخد الانجيل اللي بالانجليزي ممكن تجيبولي لا انا عايز ال holy book. You can give them also the holy book, and you can this meaning which is cutting the evil and the extraction of the old man. May somebody says that we know this in the New Testament now. We know this in the New Testament now. No. In the Old Testament also, there was the same meaning which God mentioned so many times of circumcision of the heart and circumcision of the ear and circumcision of the eye. That is the extraction of evil from the eye, extraction of evil from the heart. This is what St. Stephen, the archdeacon and the first martyr in our church, said to the Jews in the book of Acts chapter 7. If you get the book of Acts chapter 7 and the verse 51, I didn't prepare anything to tell you now, but I thought that it is good for us all to meditate in the feast of circumcision. What did he say to the Jews? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. Can you understand? Can you appreciate this? Uncircumcised in heart and ears. So there is the spiritual meaning which was well known for them, even in the Old Testament, to be circumcised not only in the flesh, but to be circumcised in the heart and in the ears. And I invite you to get the book, Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10. And in the first verse, not in the first verse, verse 16. Can you get it? Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 16. Therefore, circumcise the forsaken of your heart. So that's the foreskin. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. So the speech or the spiritual meaning is to be repeated so many times in the Old Testament that circumcision, which is done in the flesh by taking the foreskin and throwing it, is just a symbol for a spiritual circumcision in the heart itself. And this meaning, Saint Paul said it and confirmed it when he spoke about the circumcision done in the heart by the Holy Spirit. As if the Holy Spirit, or as if the knife of the Holy Spirit cut the evil from the heart. Cut the evil from the heart. And this is done in a mystical way, in mysterious way, in mystical way, in that in the sacraments of baptism. What happened in the baptism? What happened in the baptism is that the old man is to be extracted, and we put on the new man. This is the real meaning, or this is the spiritual meaning of circumcision, which was a symbol for the baptism. It was the first time for our Lord Jesus Christ to bleed, as if it was preparation that at the end of his life he will give himself to death by shedding all his blood. Today is the first time for our Lord Jesus Christ to bleed through circumcision as a preparatory step for what will happen to him, that his blood will be shed. And the main cause of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ was bleeding, because he lost all his blood until he suffered dehydration, and he was very thirsty, not thirsty as me and you feel sometimes that you are thirsty, but his tongue was stuck to his mouth because he lost all his blood, all the water in his body. Not only the book of Deuteronomy, but if we go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 62 and verse 41. Leviticus, Sefer Leviim, 62 and 41, verse 41. It is
26.
Yes. And that I also have walked contrary to them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If their uncircumcised heart are humble, and they accept their guilt. So the speaking now is about circumcision of the heart. And there is one verse which I can't remember where it is exactly, but I, I, I can say it in Arabic and Dr. Boulis can translate it in English. وَيَخْتِمَ الرَّبَّ عَلَى قَلْبَكْ وَقَلْبِ نَسْلَكْ فَتَعْبُدَ الرَّبِّ إِلَهَكْ إِلَى الْأَبَدِ. God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendant. So it is obviously meaning, the meaning of the spiritual circumcision. Not only we know now because we are in the New Testament, but it was in the Old Testament also. It was in the Old Testament. This is one point, and this is very important point. The spiritual circumcision, which now we practice as baptism. And in the baptism, what occurs actually is that the old man is extracted. We extract, we put off this old man and put on the new man. But I can see that we put on Christ himself. Christ himself. أنتم الذين اعتمدتم بالمسيح قد لبستم المسيح. You are who had been baptized in Christ, have put on Christ. Put on Christ. It's amazing. What's amazing also is that our Lord Jesus Christ, the God who gave the law, he himself subjected, خضع يعني إيه؟ خل أخضع نفسه. Subjects himself to the law. There is a very amazing expression was told by, I think, Saint Ambrosius in Arabic, and so Dr. Boulis will translate it. هذا الذي وضع الناموس وضع نفسه تحت الناموس.
Who gave the law put himself under the law.
Put himself under the law. It is our Lord Jesus Christ who humbled himself, who emptied himself, and he himself subject or put himself under the law. These are some points in a very weak or very short or brief comment for this occasion, which is the Feast of Circumcision. But it is not so important to give interpretation and explanation and so and so and so. It is good. But the most important is that to know that if actually we put off our old man, or this old man still living inside me, it is catastrophe. If after all this explanation and all these symbols in the Old Testament, and now we have been baptized, and we have the illumination of our minds and our hearts by this meaning, and still there is the old man living and growing inside any one of the believers of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is. The old man, no, I mean by the old man, the old nature which inclines to the sin. But it does not mean that, any one of the believers who commit any sin because of his weakness as human being, it does not mean that he did not get rid of the old man, because we are still having the human nature and we are subject to the spiritual war. But the old man here means the man who likes the sinful life, who search for this life, the sinful life, who likes sins and wouldn't like to get rid of it and wouldn't like to repent. But the book, what are the holy books tell us that the righteous can fall in the day 7 times, but he
gets up.
You see? So when I feel that I sinned or I committed a sin, it does not mean that I am still living in my old man behaviors. But it means that I am weak man. I am in the weakness of the human nature. But I get up and I repent and I beat my chest and ask the mercy of my Lord Jesus Christ. This means that the new man inside me, the new life inside me, is active. There is always a struggle in the spiritual life. In our spiritual life, there are struggle. And St. Paul said that you have to strive up to the bloodshed against sin. I give you an example. I may meet somebody who is 40 years old or 50 years old or 60 years old, and I will imagine that I have spiritual measure which I can evaluate how old his new man, and it is sorrowful to find that his new man is still baby 2 to 3 years. Why? Because he is not feeding his new man. He is not feeding this new man with the word of God, with the liturgy, with the body and flesh and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the new man which has been born in him during his baptism was suffering from starvation. He would like to eat, and he cannot eat anything except the word of God. He would like to live in righteousness and in the holy life. And if this man couldn't present this holy life or this holy bread or this word of God for the new man to grow and to grow and to grow, I may find this man who is of 6 years old, or this man of 6 years old, he may have his new man very weak and his old man very strong, because he is fed every day by sin and by evil. What type of people we are? We have to get rid of this old man. Baptism does not mean that the old man have been extracted completely. It's still present, and it is looking for any chance to arise and to attack the new man vigorously. So we have to be aware. We have to strive. We have to watch. We have to feed our new man by the word of God, by the flesh and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, by a holy life, by a life which is purified life, pure life, pure life. So I think that I spoke to you a lot, but I am not preparing anything, but I felt that this feast is a feast which we have to get its blessing through some meditation and interpretation and explanation of the spiritual meaning of circumcision. May God bless these words, and glory be to God forever. Amen.